How to Backpack, your step-by-step guide to backpacking. Written by How Expert Press, narrated by Kelly Rhodes. Chapter 1, Introduction. This how-to guidebook is about backpacking. Through its pages, you'll find a simple and effective way to learn how to go backpacking. It will teach you and accompany you step-by-step right from the beginning. If you're a total novice, you'll find a mine of information dealing with all the themes of backpacking based on very simple organization. If you have a bit more experience, you'll find precious tips to improve your existing skills and enhance your future travels. All the chapters are short and simple to have an effective impact on your reading and to help you learn quickly. At the end of each chapter, you'll find a tips and tricks paragraph to provide you with extra hints. Chapter 2, Definition and Spirit of Backpacking. The concept of backpacking was invented during the 60s and 70s with the rise of the hippie culture. Pushed by a strong will to be free, the hippies refused to integrate into the wild capitalist society developing mainly in the USA at this time. Leaving their possessions behind, they followed the hippie trail to move across the USA and Europe towards Southern Asia. Their ultimate goal was to reach India and Nepal with almost no money. The longer the trip, the better. 40 years on and backpacking has become a real way to travel, unquestionably used by more and more people to move all over the world. Nowadays, backpacking could be described as an independent and cheap way to travel. In order to travel, backpackers use public or very low-cost transport, even hitchhiking. Mostly choose cheap accommodations or even couch surf and eat cheap local food. Their main concern is to spend the least money possible in order to extend the duration of their trip as long as possible. It's known that a kind of common spirit unites backpackers as well. Backpackers move from place to place and generally want to really experience the local culture. This strong spirit of exchange and discovery hasn't changed since the 70s. Stay open to meeting people and talking with them, and share when you can, and maybe find a new way of life. For some people, backpacking has even become an actual way of life. Trying to finance their own trip, finding jobs along the road, they just perpetually travel. Some people manage to live this way on the road for years and years. It's not really holidays, but certainly not a sedentary life as we know it. It's just a different way to live. These people could seem to be lucky and free all the time, but be sure that this way of life has its drawbacks as well. It's all a matter of choice. Ultimately, the great thing about backpacking is that each backpacker can create his own way to travel. Feel free to choose your own purpose and goal. Choose the theme of your travel. Choose the destination, or just go for adventure and discovery. And to achieve in this great enterprise, a few things are very useful to know. Chapter 3, Before the Trip. If you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. This saying perfectly summarizes the things that will be discussed in this chapter. Section 3.1, Idea to Project. When you want to go on holiday, so many options are possible. Thanks to the internet, you can browse millions of ideas and offers. All-inclusive trips with hotel, food, and visits can be easily booked with a tour operator. When you choose this formula, you only have to think about taking your shades, your sun cream, and a few books ready to bask in the sun. If you think that all-inclusive tours don't offer the freedom you really need on holidays, or if you read tour operators' brochures without really finding the places you'd love to see, then you definitely need to consider traveling independently. The only thing you'll have is your plane ticket and a guidebook, and certainly some unexpected things will happen during the trip. So at first, it can be a bit scary to think about going to a foreign country without having the tour operator's safety net. But if you take the time to spend a few days or even some weeks planning and preparing your trip before you go, you will succeed. You'll quickly discover that it's not complicated to organize things by yourself, and it leaves you with much more freedom and creativity to enjoy your holidays. So don't hesitate. Dive into your new project. Section 3.2, How to plan the trip. The very first step of backpacking involves knowing where to go, when to go, and for how long. Choose the destination of your dreams or simply pick a country you would like to discover. If you have no particular idea, surf the net to find pictures or blogs from travelers and get inspiration. Once you know where you want to go, the best suggestion is to gather lots of information about your destination. Surf the internet and read reviews and articles. Look at lots of pictures as well. Keep in mind that in some places, political issues or geographic and seasonal climatic problems can prevent people from traveling there. So be sure you also consider this and read the news. When you're absolutely sure this destination is the one, invest in a guidebook. As well as a guidebook being one of your best friends during your trip, it will provide you with tons of precious information before you go as well. Buying a guidebook doesn't cost that much and is really an absolute must-have. Once you've taken in all the information you require, you have to think about when to go. Consider that in some countries, some seasons are better than others. Read your guidebook to learn more about this question or check climate charts on the internet. Bear in mind that some periods of the year are called peak season and that the flights and accommodations are more expensive. The last step of the general planning of the trip is to decide how long you'll go for. To consider this question, you have different approaches according to your actual situation. If you're in employment, check with your employer how long you can be away for, and also think about how much money you have to play with for your budget, which could also dictate how long you go for. For classical holidays with a tour operator, you'll normally leave for something like 2 weeks. Backpacking is cheaper, but as you'll be moving around and exploring more, you'll need more time to move from one place to another or may want to stay longer in one place to take full advantage of it. A good duration for a backpacker trip holiday might be between 3 and 4 weeks. Section 3.3. Visas, papers, and insurance. It's now time to go into practice and to do a bit of paperwork. Most of the time, this so-called paperwork will be summarized to very quick checkpoints, but for some destinations, you'll need to prepare a bit more. The very first step is to check your passport. It needs to be valid, usually for at least 6 months, and the picture needs to be recent. According to the country you originate from and the country you're going to, you may be required to apply for a visa. In many countries, a tourist visa can be issued on arrival at the airport, so no specific preparation is needed before. But to enter some others, you'll need to either go to the embassy beforehand to fill out your visa application forms or send your passport to your nearest embassy or consulate and pay the appropriate fees. Thinking about your insurance is also of paramount importance. The very least you need to be insured for is hospitalization, health repatriation, and civil responsibility. Traveling without this kind of policy could cost you a lot if a problem occurs at any point in your trip. So be sure your existing insurance would cover you for trips abroad, or make sure you get a new policy for the duration of your travel. For your important papers, you really should make copies. Keep one of your copies with you in one of your bags in case you lose your originals, and keep the second copy scanned on your email account in case you lose everything. Section 3.4. Thinking about health and safety. In some parts of the world, health can be of great concern. Some countries in the world are very poor and have very low health standards. Some diseases are not yet eradicated from some areas, like malaria or dengue fever, and risks of infections or food and water poisoning are still very real threats. So one of the first things to do when planning a backpacking trip abroad is to go and see your doctor to get information about these risks. He'll provide you with a list of the dangers and ways to try to avoid them. He'll advise you as well about possible vaccinations you should have and about a typical emergency kit you could carry with you along the trip. Some details can be found in guidebooks, but it's always better to have a professional view on the subject. If you have special health issues like allergies, hemophilia, or asthma, your doctor will tell you the precautions you should take. Health problems certainly don't prevent people from traveling, but even though getting seriously ill is rare, you still need to take good precautions. Section 3.5. How to calculate your budget. Now that you know where you want to go, when and for how long, it's time to think money. Creating your budget is not difficult, but is a key point to the success of your holidays. You don't want to spend too much, but at the same time, you want to enjoy. Your guidebook will help you in this task, and much information can be gathered from the internet as well. Remember always to choose the worst figures and the highest prices you'll find. Do this in order to create your financial safety net and to be sure not to go over your budget. The main expense in backpacking will undoubtedly be your plane ticket. Check on the internet for the destination you've chosen and always add 10 to 15% of the price you see just in case of variations of prices. If required, you can easily find out how much you'll be charged for your visa. Just check on your destination country's embassy's website. In terms of insurance, many companies can provide short-term policies for traveling abroad. The prices will vary according to your age and to your destination. Other websites can give you average prices for food and beers, for example. Once you have these figures, you can calculate the cost of living in the country you'll visit. In some countries, you can easily travel for $10 to $15 per day, including food, accommodation, and transportation. In some other countries, you'll probably need more than $35 a day. Then think about going out, visiting museums or tourist sites, and buying some souvenirs. In many countries, you can get a fresh beer for 50 cents or buy a nice gift for no more than $2. If you know you'll have a tight budget, think about limiting the unnecessary expenses. When you know all these parameters, calculating your budget will be easy. Plane ticket, plus the number of days traveling, times the daily cost, plus the visa and insurance fee, only if necessary, plus the possible health expenses, only if necessary, plus miscellaneous extras, equals your budget. Section 3.6, how to book your flight. At this time, you're ready to book your flight. You know where you're going and for how long, and your budget is balanced. It's time to book your flight and maybe your first night after you arrive at your destination. About flights, many companies and websites offer an immense choice of plane tickets, but do not jump on the first option you find to book your flight. Booking your flight should take at least 3 days to 1 week. The prices vary a lot from one site to another and from one company to another. So first, study for a few days these variations. Quote the cheapest flight you have found and keep on looking. After a few days, when you're pretty sure you'll not be able to get a better bargain, book online. Be careful about the fares you get. They sometimes don't include taxes, so be sure to read the small print with maximum attention. To book online, which is the simplest solution, you'll have to use a credit card or debit card. Check your baggage allowance weight. For long-term travelers, this will be one of your main concerns if you need to take several flights with different airlines. Double-check as well the dates of your flight with the date of validity of your visa or visas if you need one. If you're worried about your first days in the country, you could book your first few nights in a hotel. It could help you to get into the swing of things and to make you more confident with the place you find yourself in. Don't book for more than 3 nights because you may not want to spend too much time in the same place and may want to move on sooner than you anticipated. You can book online using the exact same strategy you used for the flights. Section 3.7, Tips and Tricks. Buy a good guidebook. A lot of different brands and formats are on sale. Many are also available in ebook format. In order to save money on your trip and flight, traveling out of season could be an option to consider. In many countries, you'll have sun anyway, and the prices could sometimes be halved. If you save on extra expenses like going out and buying souvenirs, you'll have the possibility to significantly extend the duration of your trip by keeping your money for more essential items. Before booking your flight, check many websites. It appears that even the same website can charge different prices if you visit their .com or .fr sites, so book cunningly. Chapter 4, How to Prepare for Backpacking. Your flight is booked and your budget is done. Congratulations! You can now think about practical things and wait for D-Day to come. Section 4.1, your to-do list. Just as if you were leaving for classical holidays, you need to prepare. To do so effectively, a good to-do list will help you. Of course, you won't generally find yourself lost in the middle of nowhere with no access to provisions, so don't worry. The only thing to think about is that you'll move by yourself and will need to carry everything with you during your trip. Some things will be easily found there, but some others won't. So, to be sure to think about everything, write them down and prepare your to-do list. To be really efficient, you can organize the list in several themes. Papers and documents, clothes, toilet bag, first aid kit, electronic devices, and miscellaneous should be the main topics on your list. But on your to-do list, you should also note down the little things you should organize before you leave, as simple as feeding the fish, telling my family and friends I'm off traveling, or paying some bills. Then simply tick all the boxes one by one. When your list is completed, reread it a second time to double-check if you have everything. Section 4.2, the materials you need. Backpackers are often moving. This is why you should choose a practical bag. As the name suggests, backpacks are the best option. They are indeed very handy, and you can cram quite a lot in. They can be waterproof or come with a rain cover and are very resistant to rough conditions. Most of them are now equipped with foam padding and straps that secure it and thus prevent you from hurting your back when you carry them. Their numerous pockets provide many options to sort and arrange your things. Their straps and additional features offer even more possibilities to hang bulky equipment in case of longer trips. Basically, for a 3-week trip, a 70-liter backpack should be plenty big enough. If you need to buy a new one, try it on in the shop. Not only choose it from its looks, a bag needs to fit your back comfortably. The backpack is used to move your stuff from place to place, but when you are only visiting sites or cities, it will obviously stay in your hotel room. You need, therefore, a day bag. The day bag enables you to carry small things you'll need during a day trip, almost like a handbag. Most of the time, you'll carry a bottle of water and a small snack and a jacket and maybe a small umbrella, your camera, your guidebook, and other items you deem necessary for daytime carrying. A small 15 to 20 liters light day bag should do. In terms of equipment, here's a guideline of things you should bring for a 3 to 4 week backpacking trip in a warm country. Clothes, 5 short-sleeve t-shirts, 1 long-sleeve t-shirt, 1 light jacket, 2 shorts with several pockets, 1 light traveling trousers with several pockets, 1 bathing suit, 5 pairs of underwear, 3 pairs of socks, 1 pair of walking shoes, 1 pair of flip-flops, 1 beach towel, 1 small shower towel. Toilet bag, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrush, nail cutter, body wipes, first aid kit, anti-diarrhea medicine, painkillers, for example, aspirin, anti-allergy medicine, iodine disinfectant liquid or wipes, a few plasters, electronic devices, MP3 player plus charger, digital camera plus charger, cell phone plus charger, universal plug adapter, USB key, multi-card reader for XD, SD cards, etc. Miscellaneous, code padlock, security money belt, Swiss knife, sewing kit, plastic bag for dirty clothes, 1 or 2 books to read, travel guidebook, earplugs, and eye mask. This list is only a rough guide. What you'll choose to bring will, of course, depend on the level of luxury you expect. But obviously, the backpacking solution should be not to overload you with unnecessary things. For women traveling, you only need to add the sanitary devices you will need. More specific details about extended trip or extreme backpacking will be given in Chapter 8. Section 4.3, how to pack. When you travel, you want to find your things easily and quickly. Good organization in your bag is important, and it's a good way to save space. Think that some of the things you'll bring with you will be used every day, and others won't. Remembering this, you can create a list of priorities for things to be easily accessible in your bag. Use the side pockets of your bag to put small things you might need quickly. Other things you might keep in the side pockets would be your underwear and socks. You'll change them every day, and they can't be lost in the big main space of the bag. Your toilet bag, you'll use it every day as well. Your cables and chargers for your cell phone or MP3 player, and your dirty clothes. For your dirty clothes, if you don't have a separate pocket, you can use a plastic bag to store them. You don't want the other clean clothes to smell or become wet. To pack your things effectively without forgetting anything, gather all the things you need to take from your to-do list and sort them all together by theme: clothes, electronic devices, etc. Then pack them, double-checking from your list that you don't forget anything. Once you're all packed, you're ready to fly. Section 4.4, of weight and volume. For obvious reasons, you must be careful about the weight and the volume you will carry with you during the trip. You have to bear in mind that your backpack will follow you everywhere all the time. Don't bring too much because you won't be able to carry your bag. If it's too heavy, you could damage your back as well. Also, you shouldn't bring too much because the plane companies allow you a maximum of weight. For most airlines, you won't be allowed to check in more than 32 kilogram total baggage. If the weight of your bag exceeds this weight, you'll have to pay an extra fee, and extra weight is dramatically expensive. Consider also that you might buy some souvenirs from the places you visit. A nice ornament or an average-sized Buddha statue can easily weigh up to 1 or 2 kilos. It would be a shame to have to leave souvenirs on the way back because your luggage weight is more than you're allowed on the plane. For simple reasons as well, it's very important to reduce the volume of the things you bring backpacking. Many items are now found in mini version, and they make traveling easier. If you need to buy new devices for your trip, don't hesitate and always choose the smallest and lightest ones. To sum up, avoiding taking heavy and bulky devices can help you sidestep potential difficulties and unnecessary hassle. It is an easy way to ensure you're on the road to great holidays. Section 4.5, what you don't need to bring. When you go backpacking, don't think you'll be lost in the middle of nowhere. It's very difficult to find yourself alone somewhere, even if you want it. The world is now largely influenced by the presence of humans, and you'll quickly see that you find people virtually everywhere. So don't be too afraid of not being able to find something, because generally,